Hello, this is Brother Daniel Ritchie, and thank you for joining us at aplainpath.wordpress.com. Let's open the Word of God today and see what He has for us.
When I was a teenager, I remember hearing said, and sadly sometimes saying, "It's my life and I'll do whatever I want." But another thing I've heard is, "Well, if I do this, what does it matter? Who am I really hurting other than myself?" Or if it's me, I'm going to do whatever I want and everybody else can just go as they please. And that tends to be the mindset of a lot of people, even Christians sometimes. We think that we live unto ourselves and we don't affect anybody. In Matthew chapter number 9, the second verse actually speaks differently than that. The Bible says, "And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, laying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee." Because of his friends and their faith, they were able to have an effect on the outcome of this young man's life. Jesus stepped in because of some faithful people. Jesus stepped in not because of the young man who was sick of the palsy, but because of his friends. Our lives affect other people. Each step we take, every word we choose to say or not to say, affects other people. Our lives should be lived, first and foremost, to please Jesus Christ, but it should be lived to help other people. We shouldn't have idle words. We should have words, we should have thoughts, we should have actions with having other people in mind. Oh my, to see what God would do if His people were truly live their lives for others and everything that's done.
Thank you again for joining us today, and may God bless you in His service on A Plain Path.